When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hour two of Clay and Buck starts right now, and we said we'd get into the banking crisis and also Biden's first veto of his presidency, and we will dive into it right now. Janet Yellen is out. First of all, let's just take a moment to see where we are. We'll talk about what the Treasury Secretary is saying, and then why Biden's first veto really does tie in very much to the economy and the financial woes that have befallen us. But first off, here's the situation. Yellen has to calm everybody down. So she's saying the situation is stabilizing. It's fine. UBS has purchased Credit Suisse, a Swiss bank, for a bargain basement price. Why does that matter to anybody listening? These are massive financial institutions with account holders all over the planet. And the reason that they're going, or rather the reason that Credit Suisse is in trouble, sure, there's a lot of things. Archegos, right? They've had some bad things go down there in the last, you know, few years, but ultimately it's about getting on the wrong side of rates, not being able to get the yield they need, making bad decisions. A lot of banks, including here in America, obviously, are in a similar position, and there could be a whole heck of a lot more. Here is Yellen trying to tell everybody, first of all, don't worry. It's not like it was in 2008. Play five.
Well, we don't yet have all the details about the collapse of the two banks. We do know that the recent developments are very different than those of the global financial crisis. Back then, many financial institutions came under stress due to their holdings of subprime assets. We do not see that situation in the banking system today. Our financial system is also significantly stronger than it was 15 years ago.
Okay, Clay, a couple of things that jump out to me right away. I'm talking to all my finance people, including family members who have many, many decades between them in working on Wall Street. And one thing is, yeah, in 2008, the debt was $10 trillion. Now it's $31 trillion. And we're going into a rising interest rate period where just servicing the debt is a huge... Anyway, you can just imagine, we've tripled the debt since what Yellen's talking about. And yes, the toxic subprime mortgages are not the issue now. But what has been the issue so far is actually the safest kinds of treasury bonds.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time thinking about this over last weekend, Buck. When Silicon Valley Bank collapsed on Friday, going into the weekend, even though I was over in Italy, I was looking at our bank accounts. I was analyzing. We have a primary bank relationship, as many of you do. And was that bank sound? And here's what I don't think a lot of people have thought about structurally. So if tomorrow everyone decides they need to go to X bank and get their money out, it isn't there. Okay? It doesn't exist. they don't have the ability in almost any bank to actually pay out all of the money that is on the accounts that they say that they have.
Not just in cash, but electronically as well. That's correct. The issue that people don't necessarily realize.
And what a lot of people don't think about is you're only insured up to $250,000 by the FDIC. Now, some people out there are like, well, if you have more than $250,000 in a bank, you're super rich. Not necessarily, right? I have had over $250,000 in a bank running a business that was not wildly profitable because I had to pay all my employees at the time, right? Because it's very common if you run a small business out there that you aren't trying to do something really complicated with the money that you're making. You might run a high balance, right? So what I haven't seen anybody talking about, Buck, is I believe now they are debating the Fed guaranteeing every dollar of every bank account out there. And I believe that adds up. We've got a cut on this, I believe, Buck. I think that adds up to $18 trillion now.
Right. She doesn't go all the way there, but they won't not go all the way there if you catch my drift. They're leaving it open-ended, but she is telling everybody, I mean, we could have more bank rescues underway. Play seven.
First, we worked with the Federal Reserve and FDIC to protect all depositors in the resolutions of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The steps we took were not focused on aiding specific banks or classes of banks. Our intervention was necessary to protect the broader U.S. banking system.
Okay, that's not true.
And similar actions could be warranted if smaller institutions suffered deposit runs that posed the risk of contagion.
Okay, I just want to say, when she said that it wasn't to aid specific banks, it absolutely was to aid specific banks. They're making the case, or they made the case, and continue to, that there were systemic risks, but clearly they decided to go in and certain banks were going to get saved, who, by certainly the FDIC limits, should not have been. And this is why I think everyone right now, we're sitting around hoping that if someone kicks the log over and we see what's underneath here financially, we're not all going to be, terrified by the exposure and the risk that these banks have had. And it's all cause and effect, Clay. They didn't want us to have a reset. Nobody wants to allow a recession to play out. So instead they just put all this cheap money everywhere. They throw all the money out there they can. They do quantitative easing. You can't make any money in a normal bank account and normal savings. They punish savers and they encourage spenders. That has a price tag attached to it for all of us.
Yeah. And what these banks were doing is they were actually trying to be super safe. They were buying treasury securities, but they did it right before interest rates got raised by 5 points in a year. And so they're underwater because you're going to eventually get your money back, but inflation has skyrocketed at such a level that you're effectively losing money by having all of these securitized options at 1.5% interest as opposed to 5%.
Right. I mean, this is, I've had people that have traded, huge bond portfolios, have to explain this to me a few times, but just so it's not that the treasuries were bad investments over the actual term of the bond. It's that the banks, right? The banks were, there was a run on SVB, meaning a lot of people wanted their money out because of a few things that SVB did. But one of them was investing in mortgage-backed securities, not subprime mortgage-backed securities, which was 2008, but mortgage-backed securities and treasury bonds. And then because those were trading at less because of the interest rate rise, it's almost like if I told you, hey guys, this stock is going to go up in a year. I have to hold it. And then you say, hey, well, you owe money for this house you want to buy. And I say, well, hold on. I don't want to sell the stock now. In a year, it's going to be up 20%. I know it. If you sell it now, it doesn't matter if it's up in a year. If you have to sell your treasuries now to cover the depositors, they're trading at less than when you bought them. Therefore, there's a massive loss, which is what happened to these banks. But this has happened to a lot. I mean, a lot of banks are sitting there sweating right now and hoping nobody figures it out, because part of this was social media driven.
Yeah.
Once, Peter Thiel and some others got out there and said, guys, this bank is, you got to get your money out. This is looking really, really tough for the balance sheet. And people did.
And that's where you go to now. Basically, the Fed is talking about doing $18 trillion, which is all deposits guaranteed, as opposed to just up to $250,000. And if that occurs, the challenge that you're, and this is what the decision the Fed's going to have to make tomorrow, Buck, the challenge that you're in then is every decision that the Fed makes that requires more money supply increases overall inflation. So you on one hand are saying, well, we want to guarantee all of these deposits to avoid all these bank runs and the potential calamity that could befall our economy as a result. But simultaneously, you're trying to bring down this massive inflation 40-year high. And in order to do that, you likely have to print more cash, which increases inflationary pressure, while you're simultaneously raising interest rates, which means you have conflicting Fed goals. And I know that can sound complicated out there to everybody because you're like, interest rates and Fed and everything else. Basically, the economy is broken, and you don't have a good option to fix it right now based on where we are.
Yeah, and think about people that have been saving their money, living below their means, haven't been able to get yield in a savings account in their bank for how many years now? You've got to do riskier stuff with it. Well, how do you create bubbles? People are chasing higher and higher yield and think that it's never going to stop, and it keeps going. You know, people will call it a melt-up phase, right? It'll just keep getting more and more frenzied. And when you had, I mean, I'm sorry, when you have people who are selling, do you remember this? Like, selling these, like, digital,
NFTs.
Yeah. This was insane, okay?
Yes.
These things that people were, and it was, I'm down here in Miami, there were all these people that were buying, like, oh, I own this, you know, digital image of a parrot, and I'm going to, like, license it out for $1 million. People were paying crazy. Anyway, it was a classic tulip mania bubble on the digital currency side and on these non-fungible NFTs, non-fungible tokens, which still, whenever you have someone try to explain to you what it is, by the way, and I've had many people who are big NFT people, I'm like, that just sounds like nonsense. Like, you're not
The question I always ask, Buck, is try to just strip yourself out of it and be like, is this a thing I'd like to own?
Yeah.
Beachfront house? Yeah, that sounds really nice. Really nice car, jet, like, okay, a yacht. I can see why people would want those things. A digital token of an ape that's bored, and I'm supposed to pay $1 million for that? Like, I just don't understand where the market is, right? Ask yourself sometimes, and you just strip back all the questions. I think you have to just say, wait, is this something that people are going to want? Most of the time, if it's a non-fungible token, that means it's not physically real. Like, I don't know necessarily that that's going to have a lot of appeal.
So we'll come back here and get into the Biden veto, which this also affects your money, your retirement accounts. And essentially, Biden wants to make sure he used his veto pen for the first time in his presidency to make sure that woke considerations will go into where your money and your 401k, not necessarily, but very probably will go. That's there's big implications of this. We'll talk about it when we come back.
No doubt. In the meantime, is there a pillow you can buy specifically because it provides a certain cool sensation at night? Yep. It's called the MyPillow 2.0. I just came back from vacation. I missed having the MyPillow 2.0s on all the beds in my house because I love it. It's got the same adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has a special fabric made with temperature regulating thread. It's available. The MyPillow 2.0 is at a great price. You can buy one, get one free when you use our names, Clay and Buck, as the promo code. MyPillow 2.0, 100% made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square to get this incredible buy one, get one free offer. Enter the promo code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. Get your MyPillow 2.0 today.
From the front lines of freedom and truth, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel the Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're talking about the ongoing fallout, although hopefully it has been resolved on, frankly, both sides of the Atlantic, because this was a big story while I was in Italy, too. And it's kind of played out, Buck, for a week or more. And the stock market right now is up. The Fed has to make a decision about whether or not to raise rates tomorrow. There seems to be some stability, but it's swung back and forth in big directions. Here is the sort of, I think, question that it continues to linger out there is, how in the world is the Fed going to fix this economy? Because, Buck, going up basically 5 points on the interest rates in the space of a year is unprecedented. And they wanted to make it sound like, oh, we're going to be able to rectify this. But I think many of you out there listening to us right now understand the challenges of this, maybe just even in the context of your mortgage. If you have right now a 15 or 30 year mortgage, and I hope a bunch of you do, that is around a 3% rate, a lot of you probably are like, I don't want to move. I don't want to go to a new house. I don't want to go to a new neighborhood, because you're going to have to take out a 6.5% or 7% mortgage. Well, in many ways, that's what these banks are dealing with, is they have got rates locked in much lower, but it's a bad proposition for them because the rates have skyrocketed so quickly. And Buck, I don't understand how this washes itself out and gets rectified anytime soon, because the Biden administration obviously is lying to people and they're saying, oh, we're going to handle inflation. Well, okay, you told us inflation was never going to be an issue. It went over 9% and we're still setting at 6% now. And now we got a banking crisis brought on by this inflation crisis. And in order to solve the banking crisis, in many ways, you have to give up on fighting inflation. So what I think is going to happen is they're eventually going to come out, Buck, and say, 2% was way, it didn't really matter. You know, 3.5 or 4% inflation's not that bad. That's where I think we're headed.
This is with my finance and econ brain trust that I go to on these things. There was a bit of a consensus that you're very likely to see the same way you did. This has already happened, so it shouldn't be considered strange or outlandish. If things start to feel bad in the economy, but all of a sudden you're being told they're not as bad as they are and they're changing definitions, that's what it's going. It'll be, oh no, we're not in a period of stagflation, or we're not unable to tame the inflation that we thought, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
They're going to try to convince you that you shouldn't listen to your lying ears and believe your lying eyes about what's happening in the economy, that Biden's doing a great job. And all you have to do is look over here. Don't pay attention to, you know, your mortgage, your bills, anything else. Look over here. Everything's great. And effectively just turn into a propaganda show.
Yeah. And you all know it. You can feel it. And no one has explained to me how we're going to get out of the housing mess that we're in, because there are so many people, Buck, who are just never going to move. You got a 30-year mortgage at 3%. How much better does the house have to be in order for you to take a 7% mortgage and pay well over twice as much money probably in a new home? I don't know how this washes itself out. And the banks aspect, it's almost no one even discussing. Do we really want the Fed taking on $18 trillion is the number that I've seen of deposits that are out there, $18 trillion in additional obligation? Because do you know where the Fed money comes from, right? They just print it all. And so we're already $30 trillion. Buck, you hit on, in 2008, we're only $10 trillion in debt. Now we're over $30 trillion. Do we want to add another $20 trillion in debt, basically obligations on behalf of the Fed? I don't even hear people asking these questions. I think it's because many people get intimidated by economics, and they're nervous about not really understanding the interest rates, which is why I think mortgage rates make a lot of sense to people, because you understand the difference between 3 and 7% is seismic, and so many of you out there are not going to move because of it. You just don't want to sell your homes, even if you may be having a new kid, even if you want to get into a new school district. There's a lot of dads out there running the math, the back of the envelope, saying, this is going to cost us way too much money.
You remember the old cartoon where, this is an old cartoon bit, they would do it a whole bunch of different ones, where, you know, the dam is breaking and the character, whether it's, you know, Bugs Bunny or whoever, is trying to put fingers in the different holes in the dam, you know, and then you run out, and then the dam. That's kind of like the Fed, and it's kind of like the Treasury at this. You know, at some point they just try to keep preventing the recession from happening, and the dam breaks, the music stops, pick your metaphor, and then things get ugly out there. So
yeah,
just a question of when.
No doubt. I mean, it's a huge mess. And I don't know how it's going to get resolved. But in the meantime, let's tell me about how you can save some money, because a lot of you are trying to save money. What if you can maybe save $900 a year? How much difference would that make for you and your family? Well, that's what you can do if you switch to Pure Talk today. Brand new iPhone for just $12 a month at 0% interest and no contract. You can cancel or leave anytime. Again, it's a new iPhone, ultra fast 5G service, and you can cut your cell phone bill in half just by switching to Pure Talk. You can get talk and text plans, $30 a month, plenty of high-speed data, all backed by 100% money-back guarantee. Here's how you do it. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck for this special offer. That's #250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter. Wireless restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The first veto of Biden's presidency, what was it on, you might be wondering? Well, first, you can hear the Biden version of why this had to happen. Play it.
I just signed this veto because a legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it. It makes sense to veto it.
Can I just point out, Clay, before we get into the substance of this, because this is not minor, and for any of you who are building for retirement or living in retirement right now, this kind of rule makes a big difference. Makes a difference to you and to your bottom line and to your ability to pay your bills. But just notice, that was an official thing that Biden put out there. I mean, he really, look, I've been saying all along he's going to run again. Biden sounds like somebody who really does need to be, you know, taken out with a blanket over his knees to go feed the ducks and like needs to be treated very gently.
When we started this show, what do we say about Biden and his age? You go look at George W. Bush. You go look at Barack Obama. Look at how much older those guys looked when they left the White House, and they were relatively young. They were relatively youthful. Whatever you think about who the president is in office, the amount of weight that he has on his shoulders is immensely aging. And so for Joe Biden, who was already frail and unhealthy, let's be honest, just based on being 78 years old, for him to be trying to run for president again at 82 to go to 86 is absolutely beyond reckless. Now, John Fetterman, where is he, Buck? I mean, they elected him to the Senate, and then they almost immediately put him in the hospital. And is it months now that he's been unable to do his job? Literally from the moment that he was sworn in, he basically went into George Washington Hospital, and now he's at Walter Reed. They don't have a senator from Pennsylvania. How long could he be there? He's still there. I think they said they hope that he's going to get out at some point, but it's like nobody even mentions it. That's what they're going to do with Joe Biden. They are going to drag him Weekend at Bernie's 2 style, even though he doesn't have the ability to do this job. And to your point, the signing this ESG thing, he is just doing the bidding of far left-wing activists. He doesn't know what's going on. 20 years ago, Joe Biden still had his fastball. This is the equivalent of getting to pitch Game 7 of the World Series when you're 80 years old. I mean, he doesn't have the ability to do it anymore.
It almost sounded like that there was really just bad audio quality or something. But no, I'm sorry for our people who are listening, driving around or listening at home on radios across the country. That was just what Joe Biden sounded like. I mean, that is your president is now giving public pronouncements where he's going, and you're just supposed to make sense of it. But here's what has happened. Let's get into the substances for a second. By the way, Andy McCarthy with us in the next hour on the possible Trump indictment. Also, we're going to talk some Trump, DeSantis, a little bit of sparring. It's opening up a little bit. The fighters are starting to take some swings. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But Biden, here's what has happened, and here's why it matters to you. So Biden has vetoed a resolution employed by the Congressional Review Act that has to do with a Labor Department rule protecting pension funds based on ESG criteria, or environmental, social, and governance. Essentially, there is a rule that is supposed to protect people from having their fund managers, particularly their retirement fund managers, think about anything other than all they are allowed to think about. Okay. All they are allowed to think about is what gets you the best return with your money.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, if we poll this audience right now, people close to or in retirement, 100% of them would say, that's what matters to me the most about where my retirement funds are being allocated.
100%. That's all that should matter, Buck. Like, I don't care about anything other than, can you maximize my returns on a legal basis? That's my goal on every investment.
So this was bipartisan, by the way. This was bipartisan. The House passed the resolution 216 to 204 with one Democrat in support, and it passed the Democratic-run Senate 50-46.
Yep.
Tester and Manchin also went along with it. So this is really it, because Democrat senators up for re-election are like, whoa, we don't want to hurt your retirement, because they know retirees vote.
Yeah.
And what this does for everybody is Biden wants to he deployed the veto so that your 401k manager can say, oh, I don't want to invest in this portfolio. I don't want to move the portfolio money into this equity or this mutual fund or whatever it may be, into this investment, because it has to do with oil and gas, or because it touches on something I don't like. What I'm going to do is I'm going to invest in more green energy, green tech, more social justice focused investments. And even if the returns are demonstrably less, so instead of doing what they should have done with your money to get you 6%, 8%, whatever, they get you 2%, they get you negative 5%. You can't sue them anymore for being idiots because, hey man, they were investing based on environment, social, and governance criteria, environmental, ESG. That's what Biden wants. You get less money in retirement because of social justice. There you go.
And unfortunately, this, I really believe Biden doesn't have any clue, by and large, what he's doing now. And I've thought that for many years now, unfortunately. But Buck, last year, right at the end of the year, when he had all of those transgender people in the White House to interview him, including, I saw where Kamala Harris congratulated this random TikTok influencer on being a woman for 365 days or whatever it is. There's no way that 80-year-old Joe Biden, although I did see while I was gone, I did see this headline, Buck, Biden claiming that he's been for gay marriage since like 1959. I mean, that is one of the, all like whatever it was. He saw somebody when he was a senior in high school, two well-dressed men, and he's known since that point that he believed that gay marriage should be permitted. I mean, the amount of lies that this guy tells are staggering, but also I don't think he even conceptually and fundamentally understands enough. The dementia is often factoring in here. I'm not sure it's a direct lie anymore. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to Fetterman this guy. They're going to drag him across the finish line. He won't be able to do the job, but they don't care. They don't care at all.
Remember the end of the movie El Cid, about the Spanish hero in, I think it was the 11th century, in the Reconquista against
I'm going to toss it out there. Very few people remember this movie and certainly remember the end of this movie. Maybe 1% of our audience. Remember the end of Star Wars? Remember the end of Indiana Jones? People out there be like, yeah, I kind of remember. What was the movie you just referenced?
El Cid, excuse me, sir. It is an excellent film.
We had the controversy over nobody knowing Morgan Wallen. If anybody else on our team knows the ending of El Cid, I think they got to be fired on the spot. Because if they don't know Morgan Wallen and they know El Cid, I don't know what's going on in this world. I don't remember the ending.
My medieval history nerds out there, where are you at on this one? You know what I'm talking about. But at the end of El Cid, and this is based on the legend, they put this Spanish general on horseback, even though he was deceased. And the idea was that he rode out and was able to and scared the enemy away just because he was such a feared general, right? So
it's basically Weekend at Bernie's for the medieval era.
This is what I'm saying. Weekend at Bernie's for medieval times. Exactly.
But people know Clay? Weekend at Bernie's. I don't think El Cid is really on the top of most people's.
We brought it full circle here, okay? We brought it full circle, and now everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. But to bolster the morale of troops, they put him on the back of his horse, and they had a big charge. Anyway, that's a part of Spanish Reconquista history. And we'll leave it there on that. I got to switch gears for a second and talk to you about something that is really, really important. Look, human life, we got to protect it wherever we can. Preborn Network clinics have been focusing on the lives of unborn children for 17 years now. They've rescued over 200,000 babies' lives by loving mothers with unplanned pregnancies and introducing them to their precious life growing inside them through an ultrasound. In a day and age when something commonly referred to as the abortion pill is responsible for nearly half of abortions, Preborn is working harder than ever to welcome pregnant mothers with an alternative for their unborn child. Often when that mother hears the heartbeat, a majority of the time, she will choose life for that precious baby in her womb. Without the ultrasound, the odds are not in favor. The ultrasound is statistically a game changer in favor of life. But Preborn is dependent on our donations, you and me. And so many of you have responded already with such kindness and generosity. One ultrasound for those who can is just $28. That's what it would cost. Every tax-deductible donation, big or small, helps to save the unborn. Preborn receives no government funding and is completely dependent on us, the pro-life community. For just $28, you can help save a life. To donate, use your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn.
You don't know what you don't know, right? But you could on the Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Our good friend Karine Jean-Pierre, I wanted to make sure we played this for those of you who missed it. Yesterday in the White House, they had the cast of, the soccer Apple show that everybody's watching about the American college football coach who goes over to England and becomes a Premier League coach. They had that whole crew all visiting the White House. And they're all standing around and everybody's like kind of losing their minds over that show. And simultaneously we had people start to ask questions, get upset that they're not getting called on. And this was Today News Africa, Simon Atiba. He had a heated exchange during opening statements with the Ted Lasso cast. Listen to this.
No, that's not, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
From across the room. You've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the briefing room. And I'm saying that this is the U.S., this is not China, this is not Russia. This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing, you are making a mockery of the First Amendment.
Decorum, please.
It's been 7 months. You've not called on me.
Decorum.
You've not my messages. I'm saying that that's not right. That's not right.
One time's welcome, guys.
Some people, but this is not right.
Sir, let it go.
7 months he hadn't been called on, Buck.
While many folks...
Decorum, please. Simon. Sorry to our guests. We apologize.
Yes, I apologize.
Apologies to the Ted Lasso cast.
Oh, okay. Notice all the journos. This man is a journalist who's been there for 7 months, hasn't been called on once, okay? He's African. And all the journos in the room, if it wasn't the Biden administration out there, I can assure you, would not have been basically telling him, shut up, stop talking, and apologizing for him wanting to actually be able to do his job. I stand with Simon Atiba. This guy's awesome. I think what he did yesterday was fantastic.
Well, also then they apologized because these are just such bootlicking losers. This is Zeke Miller at the AP apologizing to Karine Jean-Pierre and America for the White House outburst you just heard.
It's first a moment of personal privilege here. I just want to express our apologies to the press corps, to the folks watching at home for the display you saw earlier. Our responsibility is to them. We're here to ask questions on their behalf to hold their government accountable because they can't all be here. This isn't about us.
I hate that guy. I don't even know who he is, but I mean, what a loser that guy is. I'm sorry. Teacher, do you know when the substitute was here, we didn't have to do the work that you otherwise would have assigned. I would like to apologize on behalf of the whole class. What a loser that guy is.
The press corps, I remember, Kayleigh McEnany is a friend of mine, and she was a phenomenal press secretary under Trump. And, I remember they were, it was just, just going attack every day.
Yeah.
Attack, attack, attack. Oh, but now somebody who has, no one, by the way, denies what he says, that he hasn't been called on in seven months.
7 months is a long time to show up at press briefings and not get called on.
If he had said it had been a week and he hadn't been called on, I'd be like, all right, there's a lot of people in there. It's been 7 months. Clearly they're not giving this gentleman his due. And all the press corps, we're sorry. We have we do such a better job in here than that. A bunch of babies. Honestly.
And also, is there anything more to draw attention to yourself than to say, we're not here for ourselves to draw Simon Atiba or whatever the guy's, that's maybe the conflict guy. I want to make sure I get this guy's name right. Zeke Miller. I'm Zeke Miller. I'm not really here to draw attention to myself. Zeke Miller, AP. But, on behalf of Zeke Miller, AP, I just want to apologize to the American people. We're here to do the work for you, to ask the questions that you aren't able to. No, you're not. You're not asking any questions that I would like to have asked. I mean, just what a loser that guy is. I don't know anything about Zeke Miller other than he is a tremendous, massive loser. Just based on that 20-second clip.
Any also, when was the last time anyone in the... It's interesting, actually, because while we point out a lot, people will say that Karine Jean-Pierre is not excellent at the job based on
awful
expectations
even by low standards set by Biden administration employees.
There you go. And while that's happening, it's interesting because that's so obvious to many people outside of the Democrat Party, but you'll see that the strategy of putting her in that role has worked very well, because not only is it friendly, it's regime media in the audience and media at the podium with the White House press secretary. Same thing, right? It's not really any difference between the two of them. But beyond that, I think that a lot of the members of that press corps are legitimately fearful of their careers if they were to ask any tough questions and push on the first black female LGBTQ plus White House press secretary. They just, the optics of that for those Democrats in the audience are such that, look, there have been CNN people during the Obama administration, for example, who made a career for themselves by asking one real question every 3 or 4. They would actually kind of, because it was good for them and it wasn't going to really undermine the regime and everyone kind of knew the game, right? CNN, ABC, some of those reporters would do that. When was the last time you saw someone who wasn't, you know, from Fox or from a
Peter
conservative
Ducey does
outlet.
The best job by far. Right. Other than him, it's almost impossible to name someone.
I can't think of anybody who has pressed on this White House press secretary in a real way. You know, has really pressed her on an issue from Democrat media. I can't think of one. I mean, maybe I'm missing something, but not really.
No, you're 100% right, because that's how you lose your job. Remember the woman at MSNBC who asked the questions of John Fetterman? And
Fetterman,
then she came out,
I know.
She was like, he can't even speak. I mean, you know, he didn't do very well. He just told the truth, and they attacked her.
All the journos circle the wagons, and they were basically saying it out the quiet part out loud. How dare you? Don't you know we have to win this Senate seat for the Democrats? This whole journalism thing is a scam. We all know that.
And now, where's John Fetterman? He's in treatment. Vanished.
Yeah.
Can't do
and
the job.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.